Chapter 2. The Mickey Mouse Clock. All the children are writing in their books. I can see Peter. He's sitting next to Elaine. He's writing so slowly. I'm going to look at his book. I looked at his book, but it was stupid. Under my best friend, he wrote my name. Ha! Me! My name! I'm not your best friend, I said.
Don't be horrible to Peter, Elaine said.
But he's writing stupid things. I'm not Peter's best friend, I said.
It's nice, Tracy. Peter likes you and he wants you to be his friend, Elaine said.
Why did you write that, Peter? I said.
We have the same birthday, he said.
His face was very red. That doesn't make us best friends, I said.
Tracy, Elaine shouted.
Stop being horrible to Peter.
Then Jenny came into the room. Come and help me in the kitchen, please, Tracy, Jenny said.
Jenny also works in the children's home. OK, I said, but we're not best friends. This book is stupid, and Tracy Beaker is stupid. At night, she wets the bed. Don't read that message. It's a lie. You can't leave anything for 2 minutes in this place. After lunch, I went into the living room and I saw Louise and Justine. They laughed. Justine had something in her hand. It was this book. Justine wrote that message. I don't like Justine. Before Justine, Louise and I were best friends. We did everything together, and I told her everything. I told her about my little problem at night. Louise told Justine, and now they always laugh at me. I'm never leaving this book again.
Watch out, Justine! I'm going to get you! I'm going to get you so many times! Yes, I am! Ha ha!
It is 12 a.m. now. I'm in my bedroom and I can't sleep. Jenny is angry with me because I broke Justine's special Mickey Mouse clock. Jenny wants me to say sorry.
But I'm not sorry. I didn't break Justine's stupid Mickey Mouse clock. Yes, I went into her bedroom. Yes, I looked at her clock. But I didn't break it. She's always talking about her stupid clock because her dad bought it for her. I only wanted to hold it. Then it broke in my hands. Her dad never comes to see her anyway. Not me. That's not stopping me from sleeping. I can't sleep because I can't stop thinking about my mum. Last year, I took some money from the children's home without asking and I got the bus to my mum's house. I knocked on the door and a woman answered. It wasn't my mum. The woman didn't know my mum. I waited near the house for an hour. Jenny found me waiting and took me home. I'm also thinking about Julie and Ted. They were nice in the beginning. They didn't want to be called aunt or uncle. I liked that. Julie also didn't want to be called mum because I had a mum. I liked that too. Julie wasn't a beautiful foster mum. She had long brown hair and she wore strange clothes. Ted had glasses and a strange beard. They weren't rich or interesting, but they were very nice to me. Until one day, Julie started wearing bigger clothes. Not long after that, Elaine came to Julie and Ted's house. "Julie is going to have a baby," Elaine said. "That's okay," I said. "We can be a family of four and not three." "Julie and Ted love fostering you," Elaine said. "But a baby and a child are too much." "They can't send me back to the children's home," I said. "I can help with the baby." "No, Tracy. Do you remember Aunt Peggy and Uncle Sid's baby? You kept him in a cupboard." "Oh, he wasn't a baby," I said. "He was 2 years old." "Okay," Elaine said. "But Julie and Ted are worried." "Are they sending me back?" I said. "They can visit you," Elaine said. "And take you to lunch sometimes."
"No," I said.
Julie and Ted tried to visit me, but I didn't want to see them. I only wanted to see one person, my mum. "Maybe I can't sleep because I'm hungry. I'll go to the kitchen and get something to eat. Jenny is sleeping now." I'm back from the kitchen. I ate some bread with sugar. It was good. Jenny didn't see me, but another person did. They saw me outside my bedroom. I heard a noise, but I couldn't see anything. It was very dark. I wasn't frightened. Tracy Beaker isn't frightened of anything. Also, it was only Peter.